Food waste and hunger. A large amount of food is wasted in Japan. In 2005, more than 19 million tons of food waste was generated. 5 to 9 million tons of this waste was considered to be edible. 5 million tons of food waste can fill up an area 22 times the size of Saitama Super Arena. Food waste accounted for 5 to 10% of the 91 million tons of total edible agricultural, forestry and fishery products. Out of 19 million tons of food waste, about 5 million tons were recovered and recycled in 2005. However, the remaining 14 million tons were thrown away. Generating food waste has significant economic and environmental consequences. You spend a considerable portion of your budget buying food for yourself, your family, or your customers. So, by throwing away food, you are throwing away money. Food waste includes uneaten food and food preparation scraps from households or commercial establishments, such as restaurants, grocery stores, and cafeterias. If you make simple changes in the way you purchase, store, and prepare food, you can reduce food waste. It will not only reduce waste, but will also make your food money go further. Saving food means saving money. The UN Food Agency reports that almost 1 billion people go hungry each day. Food prices have more than halved from their historic peaks a few months ago, but the cost of basic staples is still high, 28% higher on average compared to 2 years ago. That has led to an increase in the number of people who cannot afford to eat enough calories to lead a normal, active life. In 2008, it was estimated that 963 million people were going hungry. The report found that the majority of these people live in the developing countries, and 65% of them live in only 7 countries: India, China, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Bangladesh, Indonesia, Pakistan, and Ethiopia. The people affected the worst are homeless families, particularly households headed by women. Millions of people in developing countries cannot even eat the minimum amount of food every day to live an active and healthy life. The structural problems of hunger, combined with high food prices, remain a dreadful reality. Farmers in developed countries have been able to respond to higher prices of cereals by raising production, but those in developing countries have not had the access to the fertilizer, seeds, water and markets which are necessary to capitalize on the price rises. There are a range of threats to producing enough food to feed an expected global population of 9 billion people by the middle of this century. Global food production will need to double just to meet demand. In particular, the food system's dependence on oil will have to change to use more renewable energy. Genetically modified technology, though controversial, may be needed. World leaders agreed to increase agricultural aid in order to help boost food production in the developing world. However, not enough has been done to reduce hunger and prevent more people from becoming hungry.